Peyote, it was sweet that Mr. Indian was in this continent here, in this universe here. But our brothers, our white brothers come in this world here. When Columbus said he discovered the savages or discovered the world, at that time, when the first time white man put his foot in this world, well, he mentioned a lot of good things. Today, we're not in the right boat. He comes through ocean by boat. Then now he put us in a wheel. It sounds like a boat, but he put four wheels on her to operate one man, to operate Mr. Indian. So from that on, while Peyote was sweet, the sweetness of love is right in that Peyote, my experience. But since white men come along, well, he made it bitter. The Maya white man's word come to bitter, and it shows the Peyote, the sacrament I've been using in my life, in my using this Peyote as a sacrament. And the Peyote is something that the people really wanted to taste and wanted to see and wanted to be a member or wanted to be an Indian. And then I want to be a white man myself, but the white man want to be Indian. And the last song, four songs I sing here, in the Peyote visions and the Peyote understanding, Peyote, well, I was taking the Peyote, meditating the Peyote and see visions. Well, I do see some men there, got long hair. So I thought at that time Christ was, I was with Christ, and the Peyote vision show me the vision. Till I see today of the highlights in the Eastern and Western Hemisphere, in the Eastern Hemisphere, I understand today. Well, I think I really kind of thought over again, maybe it's the hippies, they call them hippies. The word hippies means, in my language, in my understanding, hippie, that you come in this world here, that you in this world, hippie. Liliahi, you come here in this continent. So I think we're going to go back to where we're back in the histories, where we're back the footsteps our white grandpas, our grandfathers, we're gonna go back up there, and we gotta cultivate the Peyote of the using this sacrament. It's a garden. It's a garden we have to cultivate. Mr. Indian still cultivate his people, still keep his people. White man, he said, well, Crow Dog using his Peyote, you're going to be crazy. No, I've been using it before you come. Been using his sacrament. And through this Peyote, while I use it and pray with it. So many ways you could use this Peyote, but there's only one way. And this Peyote, it's not a chemical sacrament that it comes from the Mother Earth. Then the Great Spirit bless it all the time. I believe it that way, and the people believe that way. And I don't know about the white men. In my Peyote experience and what I see, well, I told the Peyote one time, Peyote, I want a boy. I want a family. I want to be a man. I want to be, act like a man. Stand like a man. So I told the Peyote. So he picked out a little woman for me, good woman. And then from today where I'm standing, well, I want a boy, I want a girl, I want a family. Well, I got it in my hand now. So what I'm going to do? What I'm going to do for this Peyote? How I'm going to do? So I told the Peyote, I'm going to be, I don't know how long I'm going to be in this continent, Peyote, but I don't see you have no eyes, no ears, no legs, no mouth, but you're God spiritually, that you help me spiritually. So I'm going to be your spokesman, talk for you. Somebody say anything about you, about danger, well, I'll be there and talk for you. Till today I find out I find out purity is truth. Today, I really do sincerely believe that way. Today, like where I'm in the state of New York, I should be home. I should be, I got a home, man. I should be over here. But somehow this purity wanna go, wanna tell, teach the nation, teach all nations like. So I took this purity. Now he brought me here. He brought me in throughout the United States. He took this purity, took me to Japan. He brought me back. I'm not a soldier boy, but purity showed me the visions, and the visions I see, I believe in. And it really come true. And it's a door. Maybe you've seen a church, but you see so many churches in this world. But they all just have a doorknob. But Mr. Indian's church never had doorknob. Teepee, they call it teepee. You've seen, you really meditate, you really understand when you see the teepee. You really look at it. There's a cross up there. Then there's some wings up there. And there's some picks on the top of the door. 10 commandments right up there. The door is wide open. So white man went in there, took everything away from me. Now today where I'm standing, I have to hit the drum, I have to swing the gourd, and I have to say something for myself. To tell what is right for my people. Today I was in New York, in the Broadway, and I look around. Looks like all the buildings gonna cave in. But spiritually, what Mr. Indian been experienced, it's way different today. But I think we all could understand each other. We all could work together. That's what I've been telling my people. We all have to have unity and unite into one. I think we could go into this gourd here. You will hear it now. They're not all same size. All those rocks in there, they're not all same size. But they all make the same tune. And you hear the drum. Water, there's water in there. There's water in there, there's life in there. Somehow it got life went in there.